This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. The average age of a farmer in Wisconsin is 57 years old, a number that has continued to rise for the last 30 years. As Hope Kerwin reports, communities in rural Wisconsin are starting to worry how they'll be impacted as farmers continue to age.
Casey Paff points out different buildings on his family's dairy farm in Jackson County.
Here's where all of our calves go right after they're born. Got our calf up there.
He's 27, and after graduating from college a few years ago, he came back to work with his parents. One day, Casey hopes to take over the dairy farm, just like his dad, Steve Paff, did in 1994. But Steve says passing on the farm to his son will be more complicated than it was 20 years ago.
For me, it's going to be at an older age than what it was for my dad. It's just the way times are.
Steve says profits in the last decade have not kept up with the increasing cost of equipment and other inputs, even in years when there are high commodity prices. And his wife, Kristen Paff, says more producers have turned to loans to cover their expenses. They're able to borrow more thanks to strong land values.
Banks are willing to lend farmers more money, which in turn makes it difficult for the next generation to buy farmers out because they maybe have more of a debt than they wish they had.
The Paffs are just starting to work toward a farm transition, so they have time to figure out their financial situation. But Steve says many of his farming neighbors in Jackson County aren't so lucky.
Even in our small area, you could take a 20-mile radius of our farm here. Of the kids that are wanting to take the family farm over or farm with their folks, it's fewer and fewer.
University of Wisconsin ag agent Tricia Wagner helps farmers in Jackson County plan for the future. She says if a farm doesn't have a successor, it makes the future more uncertain for the land and for the owners.
Many might be relying on selling their farm in order to fund aspects of their retirement or to supplement their retirement, which has a lot of consequences. You know, if they can't find someone to carry on the business, then, you know, what is the value of that farm?
Farming communities across Wisconsin are facing two problems. The baby boomer generation is now in their 60s, and there are fewer young people going into farming. In the last 20 years, the number of operators in Wisconsin between the ages of 25 and 34 has decreased by more than half. Wagner says it's become more difficult for young farmers to buy out current owners or start their own farm.
Land, facilities, machinery, not to mention livestock, all of that at once is, for many people, cost prohibitive. And, you know, some might say, well, it was always challenging. And I think that's probably true. But it's clear that many people feel like it is more challenging today.
If a farmer can't find someone to continue their operation, Wagner says they may sell their land to a larger farm or take it out of agriculture completely. One in eight jobs in Jackson County rely on the ag industry, so Wagner says losing farms is an unsettling possibility. Meanwhile, Kristen Paff says their family has already seen neighboring farms sell to larger operations.
They're getting bigger, and there's less and less of us smaller ones. Are we getting pushed out? No, I don't think we're getting pushed out. I think we just have different ideas on how we want to succeed.
That success means ensuring their son Casey can continue to milk cows on their family's farm without the pressure to expand or sell out. But for Steve Paff, success also means being able to support both generations until he's actually ready to stop farming. And Paff says he's not ready to think about retirement just yet. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.